League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, we're joined by James Mulvihill. James,
yes, we're here.
8 goals last week, 7 goals this week.
Yeah, we're banging a few in, aren't we?
Yeah. I follow on from our conversation we last had after a game here about taking chances. Well, one thing we said you'd be pleased with today is the fact, was it 10 shots on target?
10 on target and 7 scored. So that's a big improvement.
Yeah, we did a session on Tuesday, which was 2 hours of shooting. I'm not even joking, it was 2 hours of just different positions, different shooting, different scenarios that you come into, and we've took it today. And do you know what? You probably wouldn't have noticed as much, but we're managing it, like, a lot of injuries today. Like, we've got Shanice Reeves has come, like, said to me about 30 minutes in, my leg's just gone. Nothing too serious, but one of them where it's like she can't play on. So you look at our midfield that's finished with, we've got Eve Kennelly, who's not played like 90 minutes for a couple of years, like, basically, and she's in there holding it down. And we managed with what we got, and I think if we were full strength today, probably put up at 12, 13, 14 past them.
It didn't start off well. I mean, Mazza Hill came out of nowhere. Yeah. I mean, the first half was chances galore, wasn't it, really? And goals galore. Bookended by Mazza Hill. I mean, you did say last week when I spoke to you that they're better than the league position suggests.
100%.
The press was on from them all the way through this.
100%. I've said this since we played them. I said they don't deserve to be where they are. And like I said in my interview this week, is I've been there last year at the end of the year where you feel like you shouldn't be in the position you're in. And it doesn't mean you've got a bad team, but I think they'll get points out of people. I don't think they'll be in the situation they are come the end of the year. They need to get sort of good run of form in place. But for our girls today, you look at Libby Dixon again, hat-trick.
Like, another hat-trick.
It's unreal. Like, and I said to her when I brought her off there, I said, mate, I'm just trying to rest you up a little bit, mate. Like, I'm kind of wrapping you in cotton wool. Like, and I think that's something now that it's always been, over years gone by, it's always been Kirsty's the one we have to protect. But now it's a case of, how do we protect Kirsty? How do we protect Libby? How do we protect Battle when she's firing? How do we protect Shanice and these other players? Like, we've got a team of solid individuals now.
How handy is it? Well, at the minute, this is what we have. We'll wait and see. We know things can change quickly in this league, but we don't have a scheduled game next week. How handy is that, given?
We need it. Like, we honestly need it. Like, obviously, we've got a few people missing today through work commitments and stuff, but when you see us again now in action, we're going to have some big hitters coming back in, like the Jess Battles, Chelsea Flanagan's. Like, there's going to be some heavy hitters coming into the team, and we've done that today we've got a lot of people missing, but there was points of the football we were playing today, and it was nice to see. I turned around to coaching staff, and stuff we did on Thursday, you're seeing it today, like how we're playing in the wide space. It's like we looked at how they were going to set up. We put cones down for where they were going to be, and we looked at how we could create patterns that would exploit them, and we did it in tons of spells there, but there's a few sloppy bits and bobs in between, but it is what it is, isn't it? Like,
yeah. Next up, I think, is Cheadle Town
at home.
Wow. Hello.
I'm fired up for this one. They've done us twice this year in the Cups, but I think for us, like, we didn't turn up those games, and we didn't have Niamh Birtwistle in them games, we didn't have Chelsea Flanagan, we didn't have Emily Marsh. Like, we've got players that are starting players, whereas you look at us, how we're going to be lining up next time we play them. We're going to have Birtwistle in, we're going to have Flanagan in, we're going to have Marsh in, we're going to have Battle in, we're going to have these players that are going to make a big difference. Like, and they're going to be, I looked at it last night, they could be potentially lined up against 6 players they didn't line up against last time. So if they think that they're coming to play the same team that they beat last time, they've got another thing coming.
Now, as things stand, I'm still waiting for Crewe to tweet the final score.
Crewe have won 2-1.
2-1. Right, they were 2-0 up in that game. Salford got a goal back late on.
We take that,
so,
don't we?
Yeah. Up to second, with games in hand. Curzon were in cup action today. So yeah. I think we're 2 points behind Curzon with 3 games in hand. So that's a good position to be in during this little break that we're about to have.
I keep saying to the girls, don't even look too much how many games or how many points. Like, look at the losses and draws and just deduct the points that people have lost. And when you're looking at some of these teams who've lost like 5 games or they've lost 2 games and drawn 4 games, just do the maths. How many points have they dropped? And we've dropped 5. Like, we know if they've dropped more than us, then we're in a good spot towards the end of the year. And the goal difference, I said today, I wrote on the board, massive in there, +4. We want +4 every game. Like, that's what we're going for. And probably could have been more today, but if we're popping +4 past each team, like, come the end of the year, we're going to be, it's not going to come down to goal difference.
And I'm going to end an interview on this note, because we often talk about Ellie Kelly and Rigby and Stopford, the younger players. One player we do have to mention today, Sophie Donald, who in the first half, I think, did a proper world-class save. And I think that does need highlighting.
Do you know what? We have got 2 keepers, and it's been difficult because, like, Ainsworth, who's been the number one for years gone by, it has got work commitment issues and stuff. But for me, it's which one trains and which one comes down and puts a shift in. And I know Sophie Donald's got a lot to learn still, but for me, it's about attitude and application. Like, if someone's ready to dig in and put the work in, I'm ready to work with them. And I've said to the girls, I said, we shouldn't look at it like, this keeper's better than that keeper, or this keeper's better than her. We should look at it like she's the youngest player in the squad, and she's got one of the most difficult jobs, and it's a positive today. And she made that was a massive save.
That it really was.
Like, massive save, and she's got that in her locker. And listen, she just turned 17. Where's she going to be in 6-7 years' time? Like, with what she's competing at now, she's going to be class.
And you've got 2 proper class goalkeepers.
That's it, mate. That's it. I think Paul said at the start of the year, how are you going to keep all these happy? And I was like, I don't know, we'll see. I was like, I'll just try.
Well, this is it. We're nearly there. We're nearly at the end. Yeah. And we've managed to do it because injuries happen, work commitments happen, and we're soldiering along.
It helps me sometimes. When someone gets a knock, I'm like, oh, that's good for 2 weeks. that sorts that problem out for 2 weeks.
But it sounds like for the Cheadle game, we're going to have a lot more players. So enjoy that header. Enjoy your break before that headache, and a big thank you for joining us, James.
Cheers.
Congratulations today, and keep up the excellent work, and we'll catch up again.
Cheers, guys.
For Cheadle
Town. Cheers.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.